And that is what Zoomer Radio does best. We play the original greatest hits from artists who you might not expect to hear back to back, but it always works beautifully. Frank Sinatra and daughter Nancy Something Stupid and Queen Bohemian Rhapsody on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Who wants to think about winter conditions when it's been feeling like late summer? But the reality is flurries in the forecast by the weekend, freezing temps too. So let's get our vehicles ready with help from road warrior, car care expert, and host of Dave's Corner Garage here on Zoomer Radio, Alan Gelman. Welcome back.
Were you playing These Boots Are Made for Walking?
No, Something Stupid. Because, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with the company. It just is the song we chose. It's the song we chose.
These boots are made for walking is in reference to winter boots, okay?
Yes.
Stupid is if you don't put them on.
That is true.
Well, it's like everything, right, Alan? I just finished getting my gardens ready for winter. Now attention turns to our cars. First question for you. When is the optimal time to get our winter tires on?
2 weeks ago.
Oh,
okay. Well, our friends at Triangle Tire remind us that, you know, when the temperature drops below 7 degrees, those rubber tires in your car don't stick very well anymore. And you need to get winter tires. And, of course, we want to do it as soon as possible. There still are inventory issues. So if you don't have winter tires, you want to pick up the phone and make sure you buy some very soon.
And then you got to go back. After you've had your tires changed, the key is to have them, you know, tightened, right? I mean, the lug nuts need some, care.
It's become an issue in the last few years, more because cars now have alloy wheels, which are a little more difficult to mount, and you get a lot of corrosion behind them. And then, of course, you have people that are doing it themselves in the driveway to try to save money. So in any of those situations, it can't hurt. After you've driven it for a couple of days, you know, go back in the driveway, get that wrench out again, and just make sure that they're tightened properly.
Alan, I can't believe you missed an opportunity to joke about Sam tightening her lug nuts.
Nothing? We get nothing from you?
Nothing.
You know, Jane, many years ago, I made a reference to something smelling funny on the radio, and I got in big trouble. So,
oh, no.
You know, I got in trouble from the boss, and I've never forgotten that. So I'm going to keep it clean, and we're not going to make any reference to anybody's nuts.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. Until we do. Yes, I remember that exchange, Alan. That was you and me in another lifetime. See, we're way more relaxed here at Zoomer Radio.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But okay. Anyways, there is a whole winter list, all right?
All right.
Let me just quickly go through it. First and foremost, of course, is the tires, as we just mentioned. Wipers, windshield wipers and washers. You want to make sure that you've got the proper fluid in there and that the rubber on the blades is supple. You want to make sure that your battery is good. If your battery in your car is 3 or 4 years old, have it checked, because you don't want to find out on that next cold morning that I should have had it checked, because your car's not going to start. Of course, lighting, you know, it's getting darker early. You want to make sure your lights are working well. If you've got a car that's a little older and you see that the headlights don't seem to be very bright, a lot of them came with a plastic covering, like a Lucite, and it would go cloudy. You can get that polished. Go ahead and go into any kind of detailing shop. They'll do it for you for a minimal fee, and your lights will work much better. Lastly, of course, is brakes. You want to make sure that they're working fine. And again, because of COVID, a lot of cars did not drive much, and the brakes weren't, they would seize up from sitting. So when you apply the brakes, of course, especially on slippery pavement, you want to make sure they're all working fine. Go ahead, girls, question?
Yes. I love it. So, Alan, so that's all the stuff we need to take care of that is actually in or attached to our car. What about stuff that we should have in the trunk or our hatch in case our car breaks down during the winter?
All right. For a person, emergency kit, you're going to want a shovel, you know, just a little one. Doesn't have to be big because, you know, you're on a side street or it's late at night and there's no one around to help you. You want a shovel. You want to have a chain if you can, and for someone else can help you pull you out of the ditch. Booster cables are a good idea in case the battery goes flat. You do want to make sure, though, please, 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 very important, that you know how to put them on properly. You don't get a second chance. If you put them on backwards, We in the industry call it magic smoke, and your car's in big trouble. The other thing, too, is, again, if you're stuck for any length of time, you're going to want to make sure that you've got a couple candles there for lighting and to keep you a little bit warm, some candy bars, and, gloves. It's wintertime. It gets cold. So an extra pair of gloves is a good idea as well.
Yeah, and maybe a blanket and, like, a little charger for your phone, too, right? That can so you're ready if something does happen.
Exactly. And of course, you know what, if you don't have roadside assistance, it's a great package to have. You may want to phone CAA or some other company and sign up.
Alan Gelman, car care expert and host of Dave's Corner Garage on every Saturday morning at 10 on Zoomer Radio. You're awesome, as always, and we love having you on the morning Zoom. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Did you hear the tinkle? That was the ice in the glass, by the way.
Oh.
Well, drink a toast to you two girls, too. Always waking up the city, and everybody loves you. Take care.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you.
Bye, Alan.
All right. Bye-bye.